Anxiety doesn't always look like panic. It often hides in physical patterns, and the first step to healing is learning how to recognize it before it takes over. So today's episode, I'm talking about kind of the hidden ways that anxious feelings, anxiety can show up in the body, especially when you've been carrying it for a long time, and just like basic thing to begin to feel safe again. Because as you know, I cannot cover everything in this episode, and this is more for awareness, not medical advice or anything like that, but just to give you some tools to help you just to be aware and begin to at least process or start the process for your healing journey. Let's not forget, today is the last day to get my program, Untangle Your Thoughts, for 50% off. And this is for you if you're just tired of overthinking, you're tired of the emotional exhaustion, the self-doubt, like you're trying to stay positive, but your mind keeps spiraling. And these same patterns, they keep showing up again and again, and you're feeling stuck, worn out, and you feel like you don't know how to move forward. I can tell you that it's not about you needing more information. You just need tools that actually make a difference. So go to the show notes, click on the link, and get the 50% off now before it expires tonight. I'd hate for you to miss this opportunity because I really don't know when it will be 50% off again. But most importantly, new lessons are coming and I'm so excited. So you don't need another spiritual band-aid fix. I don't need to tell you 80,000 more scriptures. You need to get revelation and implementation of what you know so that your body can start to believe a new story. Again, head to the show notes, click on the link in the show notes to get 50% off. No code needed. It's going to take you right to checkout. Okay, let's get to today's topic on anxiety. I want to say this gently and from personal experience, that you can feel like you're doing everything right and your body can still feel like it's under threat. Anybody, raise your hand. Because the truth is that anxiety doesn't always show up as racing thoughts or kind of this panic. Sometimes it hides in your shoulders, your gut, your jaw, your chest. Sometimes it sounds like you're tired. You don't know why you feel off, because the way God designed our bodies is just amazing. It's always trying to take care of you, and your body is wise. And I think that we as a whole have become really good at pretending we're okay and convincing ourselves we're okay until a few moments or something happens when we realize we're not okay. And that's when things feel like they're unraveling or coming apart. And I think that even for me, you know, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 21 and I'll be 38 in October. It's been a long time. I've learned so much, and I've been in the fitness industry for 15 years, and I work with my clients with their body, you know, food, relationship, all of that, along with their spiritual and emotional health. And so for me, I'm always entering new phases with the Lord where my body really wasn't safe for a long time. It did in some aspects, but I'm hitting this new wave of working through a whole lot of big feelings that I have felt in my body and picking up things that are not mine and it creating physical reactions in my body, even though mentally I know what the truth is. And so I guess I just want you to know that there is no arrival. There is healing, there is freedom, but you'll just go through times and seasons where it's growth and healing if we can choose to look at it and move through it that way and not be afraid of it. So let's just talk about some basics of the nervous system. It's kind of always scanning your environment for danger or for safety. And it's often happening just on a subconscious level. You know, like you don't think your way into it. Your body just kind of knows. And it's more hyper aware if you've had a trauma, if you are long-term stress or caregiving, if you have deep emotional pain or just emotionally intense conversations. your nervous system might still be in a sympathetic state, which is that fight or flight, or have dropped into a dorsal state, which is shut down or freeze. And that shows up physically kind of long before it hits your thoughts. So you might be able to feel symptoms like tight chest, shallow breathing, digestive issues like bloating, acid reflux, loss of appetite, jaw clenching, teeth grinding, maybe constant tension in your neck or your back. And I think a big one that we just kind of dismiss is feeling like you have to keep moving or doing something, meaning like rest is absurd, you don't have time for rest or quiet. And the other one is, or the opposite, where we feel emotionally numb, disconnected, or spaced out. And it's really not random. It's just your nervous system saying that you're not quite safe yet. And this is where God can really meet us in our body and we don't have to bypass it. Psalm 27:5, really a lot of the Psalms, if I'm being honest, really talk about him being a safe place, a dwelling, a shelter, a stronghold. But Psalm 25:7 specifically says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent." So I think that this, I know there's layers here because we also have to have trust in the Lord and restore safety with him. He has to be our first place of safety. But he's not asking you to push through the signals. We really just need to invite them and notice them. Not always be quick to fix them either. So, two things that I believe are important. We need to release the energy in our body through movement or controlled movement with the body and being willing without judgment or fixing in that moment to name and identify what the anxiousness or fear is trying to tell you. So, this is what we're going to do about the two things that I believe can help when it shows up. Again, releasing the energy through movement in your body or controlled movement. When I say movement outside of your body, meaning like walking, exercising, stuff like that, releasing the stored up energy, or controlled movement might be, pushing your hands together, if you're at your desk and you can't get up and walk. There's different things that you can do to still create energy to release that. And of course, we want to identify it. So we want to kind of, if you've ever heard of the internal family systems before, look it up. Where you might have a protector inside of you. And we kind of sometimes feel, especially as Christian women, like we're failing spiritually because we have inner tension. And so when you have this, when you feel anxious, we can say, what part of me is trying to protect me right now? And what does that part believe? And then I want you to write it down as if you're talking to that part with kindness and then ask, Jesus, what do you want this part of me to know? And that's really where we integrate spiritual and emotional and physical, because we have the power of Jesus Christ inside of us. We have his faith, his power. He strengthens us. We have to believe this power and strength that we have to overcome this darkness and to overcome these things that feel heavy. But we have to invite him in. He knows all, he sees all. So we can ask him to share with us what part of us or what part of this do we need to know? What part of you is trying to protect you right now? It is so important that we include him. Maybe, for example, that part of you thinks that if you don't have control, you'll be abandoned. And then you can ask Jesus and say, Jesus, what's true? Because it disarms internal conflict and engages really the Holy Spirit, like you having a conversation, and it allows you to feel calm and compassionate to replace fear and inner chaos. And when you notice your shoulders start to rise or your chest start to shorten, we're going to have to ride that. And you're not perfect. The world isn't perfect, and you're not alone in that. So anxiety often hides in the body long before it shows up in the thoughts. And the two things, again, just to go back, is we need to release it through a movement of some kind, shaking of the hands, just even a bounce in place. Like I said, if you can't walk or go for a walk or movement, we also need to be curious and name that protector inside of you. Your nervous system is wired to protect, it's not punishing you. So you're not broken. The good thing is that healing is for you. God designed your body to be a dwelling place for peace, not tension. And he's not asking you to fix himself. We just need to stop ignoring what your body already knows and is trying to communicate with you. And really the question is, will you slow down long enough to listen? A great place to start would be with my self-paced program, get it 50% off and start working on your thought patterns. Start working on your relationship, your theology of God, how that's impacting how you see yourself. Start with that. Go at your own pace. If one-on-one coaching is not for you right now, get my program for 50% off and start. Remember, you have lifetime access to it. So that means if you purchase it now and in 3 months you want to start it, awesome. But at least you got it for 50% off. So if that feels personal to you right now and you're realizing your body has been in a protective patterns for years, it's time. You're not too much. You're not making it up. You're healing and your body is part of that story. It has to come along for the ride. Not just our mind, our body needs to feel safe too, because our body is talking to our mind and our mind is talking to our body. So until next time, be kind to yourself and stay grounded and anchored in the truth. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.